Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the Primary Care Plus in the city of Hammond, right across from North Oaks Hospital. It's been a great event, or a ribbon cutting. They've had a whole host of folks that have come through, elected officials, patients, otherwise. A number of folks that are avid listeners of our show, and they came by to say hello, and we appreciate that as well. Number of folks that call in, actually. It was good to put a face to a call, so that was great as well. So joining us now is Dana Scardino. She is the Associate Director of Clinical Programs, Care Management, and Quality here at Primary Care Plus. Dana, welcome to the show.
Thank you, New.
That is a long title, but I know that case management is about navigating healthcare, and that can be probably more important than anything.
Absolutely. We have acute care managers and clinic care managers. So we have acute care managers that follow our patients when they admit into the hospital, and then we have clinic care managers that will follow them once they discharge from the hospital to make sure that they have all the resources, get their medicines filled, to hopefully prevent them from being readmitted back to the hospital.
Now, that sounds easy, but it's not always easy, is it?
It is not. You know, a lot of our patient population can't afford some of the services that they're given at discharge. Prescriptions, some DME equipment, they have co-payments that they can't pay for. So our care managers really assist them in trying to find ways to give them financial assistance or get them tied up with a social worker to be able to look at other resources that can assist them.
And there's assistance that comes in many different ways, shapes, and forms, right? Sometimes the manufacturers themselves provide assistance.
Yes.
Other times there are not-for-profit organizations that provide assistance and the like, right?
Correct. So our care managers will look into pharmaceutical assistance and will assist the patients in completing the forms and getting their documents together to submit to them. You know, we do look into Catholic Charities. There's, you know, lots of different resources out in the community that's willing to assist patients.
There are 10 primary care pluses around the area. How has that worked? I mean, have the providers been very receptive to this assistance that we were just describing?
Yes. So our providers, when they have patients that come into the clinic that either need education on new diagnosis that they're given, if they need assistance with affording, you know, paying for medications, or need any type of community assistance, they will walk into the care manager's office in the clinic and get them to go and have a face-to-face conversation with the patient. So it's like, you know, provider identifies the need, and then they get the care manager to make sure that they assist and solve for that problem.
From your perspective, as when we talk about care management, what is the biggest hurdle?
You know, the biggest hurdle is really trying to identify what the patient's problem is to understand their diagnosis. Our care managers really want to focus on improving the healthy daily lives of the patients. Mm-hmm. You know, we really try to focus on prevention and really trying to get the patients to understand their processes and getting them involved in their care. So we really focus on self goals. So we work with the patients to develop their own goals. So if a patient has diabetes, and they currently aren't checking their blood sugars, we will work with them on developing a goal for themselves. So it could be, I'm gonna check my blood sugar once a week, and we get that going for, and then we'll increase it to two or three times a week. We just try to get the patients really involved in their care and understand what they should be working towards.
Now, I understand the model here, Primary Care Plus, is about spending a little more time with each individual patient. I gotta imagine that comes back to y'all in leaps and bounds in care management, because information is power, right?
Absolutely. So we have a transitional care program here. So when a patient discharges out of the hospital, our care managers will follow that patient population for over 6 months.
Oh,
And
really?
yeah, so we are making either weekly or biweekly or monthly touches with those patients to really, educate them on disease processes. If something is going on with them, letting them know that we are there for them. They can call the clinic 24 hours, 7 days a week. They can come walk into the clinic at times if they need to. We just want them to know that we are there for them to help them in any way possible when it comes to their medical care.
Now, today was the formal opening of this facility, but y'all have been in existence here for a couple of months now. What's been the experience here?
It's been great. The patients absolutely love Cheri Miller. She's very
I was just
personable.
bragging about that smile.
Her smile is awesome. And she really is involved with the patients. She really takes the time with them. She doesn't rush in and rush out. She really wants to be involved in their care.
Yeah. Well, you can see, I think we had a number of patients come out today for the ribbon cutting. You don't always see that, and this is a piece of their life and they appreciate it.
Absolutely. I mean, she treats everybody like their family,
Yeah.
and
Yeah,
you could tell.
you could see that shining through. You're also over quality.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to Medicare patients and I guess Medicaid and others, and as well as commercial insurance, this business has quality indicators falling from the sky in all different directions. I remember we'd get the quality report, and it has an acronym for everything. It takes you about 3 years just to get the acronyms down, but tell us about that.
Yeah, so each insurance company really they kind of all follow the Medicare guidelines of quality. Those are called HEDIS and STAR measures. I mean, that's what we go by. So those are your mammograms, your colonoscopies, making sure that you're diabetic, that you're taking your diabetic meds. If you have high blood pressure, you're taking your high blood pressure statins, taking your statin medication. So it's really all about preventative care. And that's what they're focusing on. That's why they put quality in, because if you are being preventative in your care, then hopefully you will live healthy for years to come.
Yeah. I talked about with Dr. Joe Cantor, who's the public health officer for the state of Louisiana, about a stat, and I want to repeat it
Okay.
because it kind of knocks your socks off when you hear it. 45% of the U.S. population has at least one chronic disease, whether that's obesity, diabetes, heart disease, or some other chronic disease. So when you talk about it and you say the word disease, a lot of times folks don't connect with that word,
Correct.
right?
Right. They don't
And they don't
realize it.
realize that they are truly connected to that. They're experiencing it every day of their life.
Yeah, and I understand that's some confusing when you say disease.
Right.
Maybe we should say diagnosis prevention,
Right.
but we can't prevent a diagnosis. Once you have it, you have it.
Well, it
So,
is what it is, and as Shakespeare said, a rose is a rose by any other name, right?
correct.
But it's part of that educational process that y'all provide here too.
Absolutely, absolutely. We really, strive on making sure the patients understand the diseases that they have and what they can do to help control those diseases, whether it's diet, whether it's, making sure you're taking your medication, really, getting them involved in making sure that they understand. And we do a lot of recite, giving you this education, what did you hear from it? What did you understand? Just kind of continue to reinforce those things until they get it.
So, as the guardian of the continuum of care, final thoughts?
Primary Care Plus is a wonderful place to receive your care. We, follow you across the continuity of care. So if you're admitted into the hospital, we will touch you. When you come into the clinics, we will touch you. We will touch you at home. So please come by and see us.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Dana Scardino. Associate Director of Clinical Programs, Care Management, and Quality.
Thank you. You may have
the longest title I've had so far. Thank you so much. It's definitely a mouthful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're broadcasting live from Primary Care Plus here in Hammond, and we'll be right back.